Welcome to the Apple for Hits podcast.
Hi there, everybody. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anony Mouse. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to find the estimated value of your device with Apple Giveback. All right, so if there's ever a time that you would like to get discard some of your electronic devices laying around the house, it may be worth some money, right? And you want to get something from that. Well, I'll tell you what, there are many, many, many different ways how you can sell your device for money and whatever have not. Apple Giveback is one of those programs that is offered by Apple themselves to see what the value of the device you would like to turn in. It does not have to be Apple-specific brand, which is the nice part about this. So if you're in the market to trade something in or to be able to turn that in for an Apple gift card, and sometimes if it's really old, you may have to recycle it. So I'm going to show you one way you can check on the value of your device. What you want to do, you want to go to your web choice that you like to use. In this example, I'm going to use Safari right on my iPhone and just bring that back up, bring it up. And then in the address bar, you want to go to www.apple.com/shop/trade-in. So it's apple.com/shop/trade-in. And once you get to that page there,
press apple.com, secure and.
And so we're at this website here. I got my device on heading. So we're going to go to the first heading here.
Apple Give Back. Heading level 1. Main. Landmark.
I'm going to explain to you a little bit more what you can expect out of this and what they'll give to you.
Turn the device you have into the one you want. Heading level 2. Trade in your eligible device for credit toward your next purchase, or get an Apple Store gift card you can use anytime. 1. If your device isn't eligible for credit, we'll recycle it for free. No matter the model or condition, we can turn it into something good for you and good for the planet.
And that's always a welcome thing. Now I'm going to use the rotor, and I'm going to go to form controls.
Lines, speaking rate, volume, audio ducking, headings, links, form controls, 41 form controls.
And I'm going to just swipe down.
Smartphone up to $500. Button.
All right, so here is the area that we can pick from. What are you turning in? Because the options are here. Your smartphone.
Tablet up to $405.
Button. Tablets.
Computer up to $1,100.
Computers.
Button. Watch up to $191. Other devices recycle.
Button. All right. So those are the options we have. I'm going to show you two of those options, how they work, and how you can go through the process. It's very easy. I'm going to go back up to the smartphone.
Watch up to computer up to tablet up to 400, smartphone up to $500.
Button. All right. One finger double tap to activate this.
Load Apple Give Back. Heading level 2. Apple Give Back. Web dialog. Landmark.
All right. So let's go down and see what we have here.
First, who made it? Form start.
All right. So we need to know who made this. So as I swipe down.
Apple. Radio button. Unchecked. 1 of 8.
So there's 8 items. I'll show you some of these options are.
BlackBerry, Radio, Google, Radio, HTC, LG, Nokia, Samsung, Radio, other brands.
So you got
Radio
lots of different
button.
Brands there. So you got lots of options there. So let's go back up to Apple.
Samsung, Nokia, LG, HTC, Google, BlackBerry, Apple, Radio button, unchecked, 1 of 8.
All right, so I'm going to select that. One finger double tap on that.
Progress, address, which model? Heading level 3.
All right, so which model do we have? I have an old 5S that I really need to dump. Yep, that's a really old one. So let's go to swipe down.
Here's how to find it. iPhone 10, iPhone 8 Plus, iPhone 8, iPhone 7 Plus, iPhone 7, iPhone 6S Plus, iPhone 6S, iPhone 6 Plus, iPhone 6, iPhone SE, iPhone 5S. Radio button, unchecked, 11
there
of 14.
Is. I'm going to go ahead and do one finger double tap on this.
Unchecked. Is your iPhone in good condition? Heading level 3.
Obviously, mine's in pretty good shape. It always stays in its OtterBox here, so I'll swipe down.
See what this means. Yes. Radio button. Unchecked.
All right. One finger double tap.
Traded in. Thanks for confirming. You've got $40 in trade-in value. Heading level 3.
All right, so I can get $40 for the 5S. Hey, that's better than nothing. And it's no hassle or anything I have to try to sell to other people and stuff like that. I just want to just get rid of it. Hey, I get $40 back. And if you're interested, we'll swipe down.
Traded in for a gift card. Button.
So now you have the option to trade this in for a gift card. Obviously, this is the last step. Now, there are several ways to do this, and meaning in trading in various ways. So basically, what I've showed you here is how to get the estimated value, so you get an idea how much something is worth. Now, if you are serious that you want to turn this in online, just double tap on this.
Loading. Image. Just a few more details. Heading level 3.
And then from here, it's going to ask some basic questions like...
First name. Last name. Street address. Apt. Suite. Zip code. City. State. State. Country. Email address. Area code. Primary phone. I understand that the information... Finish up. Dimmed.
And
button.
Then you can turn this in online. So at this point, once you say, I want to verify that, and I do agree, you should then they will send out a trade-in box or a prepaid shipping label that you can send your item straight to Apple, and then they will take the item. So once they obtain it and verify that the phone is in the shape that you send, and they will give you your gift card at that time. Or if you want, you could take this to the nearest Apple store, and from there, you can do it right then and there. So if you want to get the money instantaneously and quicker, you can just go to the store itself. One other note I want to make is that computer trade-ins are only good online. All right, so that should be very helpful. All right, so let's go down.
Close button.
I'm going to close that. One finger double tap.
Smartphone up to $500 button.
All right, so we're back to the smartphone button. I'm going to go to my tablet. Let's see what my iPad mini is worth. So let's go down one.
Tablet up to $405.
All right, so double tap on this.
Apple give back. Heading level 2. Apple give back. Web dialog. Landmark. Back. Button. First. Who made it? Form start.
And once again, we go through the process just like we did the iPhone. I'm just going to swipe down to my Apple.
Apple. Radio button. Unchecked.
We'll just do one finger double tap on that.
General. Serial number, please. Heading level 3. Serial number. Text field. Required.
All right, so this is something a little different. This one wants the serial number. I do have it here, and I'm going to show you how to get to a serial number of your device if you're interested in. So one finger double tap here.
Insertion point at end.
I'm going to do an edit.
Edit.
Paste it.
Select all. Paste. DLXLR6.
All right, so I put in that. The bottom right should be my go button.
Go.
Double tap that.
Loading. Address. Is this your iPad? Heading level 3.
All right, let's make sure on my form control.
Links. 0 links. Form controls. 10.
All right, swipe down.
Yes. Radio button. Unchecked.
Yep, it's mine. One finger double tap.
Yes. Does your device turn on? Heading level 3.
Great question. Let's go down.
See what this means. Yes. Radio button. Unchecked.
It sure
one
does.
Of two.
One finger double tap.
Is the enclosure in good shape? And do all the buttons work? Heading level 3.
Good question. Go down.
See what this means. Yes. Radio button. Unchecked.
It does.
One of two.
Double tap.
Is the screen in good shape? Heading level 3.
Mm-hmm.
See what this means. Yes. Radio button. Unchecked.
One finger double tap.
Thanks for confirming. You've got $76 in trade-in value. Heading level 3.
All right, so this particular iPad that I have is worth 76 smackers. So if you are interested to trade that in to get your Apple gift card, so you just swipe down.
Traded in for a gift card. Button.
And go to that button there. Double tap on that. Also to note that once you're on the actual main page at the trade-in page, if you have any questions, if you need more answers than what I provided here in this podcast, go to the trade-in page until you get down to the frequently asked questions.
Frequently asked questions button.
In this area, there are lots of questions and answers that might be able to answer some of the questions that you may have. This is a very good resource area for those that want more information about it. All right, now, I promise you, you're probably asking, well, how did you find the serial number? Very easy. We go to the settings.
Settings.
And then from here, you're going to swipe to the right until you get to your name.
Search. Thomas Domville. Apple ID. iCloud. iTunes and App Store. Button.
All right. One finger double tap here.
Select it. Settings. Back button.
Now, you're going to keep swiping to the right until you get the device of question that you want to get the serial number.
The mouse pad. iPad mini. Button.
All right. So there's my iPad. I went ahead and do one finger double tap on
that. The mouse pad. iPad mini.
And now I'm going to swipe to the right.
Model, iPad mini. Version, iOS 12.1. Serial number, DLXLR.
And there's the serial number. And so to obtain that, what I do, and for those that don't know how to get that serial number without any stress, what I do, I go to Word.
Volume, speaking rate, words.
And then I'll go swipe down.
Serial.
And down.
Number.
And down.
DLXLR6W.
And then it tells my serial number. And then you do a three-finger quad tap to copy to your clipboard.
DLXLR6WDFLMJ copy to pasteboard.
And now it's copied to the clipboard. And then I can use that to paste as I did in an example. All right. Well, that is how to find the estimated value of your device with the Apple Giveback. My name is Thomas Domville, also known as a Naughty Mouse. Until next time. Goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.